RDC 336, WQZJ 969, copy.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WSET 544 monitoring.
Good morning, 544. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
How are you this fine cold morning?
I need to sum it up about fine and cold. Doesn't matter how I'm doing. How about yourself?
Yeah, just staying bundled up and trying to stay warm.
Yeah, I got the heat blasting in the car. I hate driving with the coat on and had to stop and get some coffee, so I just kept the car running, and as soon as I got in, I just ripped the jacket off and keep the heat blasting. But, yeah, it's cold, cold, cold out there.
Yeah, my wife complains. If I could, I'd keep it 80 degrees in the house with the wood stove going, but most she lets me do is about 70.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'd rather be a lot warmer.
Can't complain, though, because when summer comes around, it's 90 degrees and humid. I hate that, too, so I guess I just have to deal with it and enjoy the weather while it's here.
Yeah, that's about it. You know, yep, summer's too hot, winter's too cold, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, we live up north of Gaylord here, and we got a little bit of snow this morning. It's always nice to see it. I don't necessarily like it when it's icy roads, but the roads are pretty clear right now, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, I was out in Caro yesterday, and it was snowing pretty good out there. They had some coverage on the roads, and, you know, because it's all farmland and stuff out there, all the drifts out onto the road make the driving a little more interesting. But out here in Saginaw, nothing was really going on. And I'm on 75 North, just coming off the Zewalkie Bridge, and yeah, it's pretty clear.
Yeah, our trucks have been out salting the last couple days, so it's still clear right now. No ice on the roads. There's probably some slick spots. Just got to be careful and take your time, but I enjoy the winter landscape with all the white snow.
I definitely enjoy looking at it. Don't much enjoy driving in it, though.
Well, I'm getting close to my destination here, so I'm going to sign off. Hope you have a good day. Safe travels. Stay warm. WSET 544, clear on your final.
Yeah, Roger, that was a pleasure chatting with you. You do the same. Have a safe day. What's your Sam Charlie Zebra? 810. We'll be monitoring.
That's 5445. I just heard out there.
Last station, you're a little scratchy into the machine.
Yeah, Roger. How's that?
Good morning. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra
810. Good morning, back to 810. WSOC 793 is out here on Warren.
First personal is Paige over here, PAIGE, and I'm 75 somewhere between Saginaw and Bay City. I'm probably going to have to switch over to the Bay City machine here in a minute.
Yeah, Paige, now you're sounding good. Sounding good over on my end. I remember you. I had a conversation with you before. I was keeping a record on my computer of contacts that I made and, you know, who I talked to and stuff. And I thought I had it saved. And then one time I rebooted my computer and everything disappeared, but I found out how to save them now. But, yeah, I remember you. How are you, sir?
Celebration
tonight, so
I'm gonna go spend the day with them. So I guess it makes it worth it to be up in this awful cold.
Yeah, roger that. Got a new antenna for the handheld, got Nagoya, and now I don't even, you know, I don't have to sit in the one sweet spot. Sit back in my chair, do whatever, and still listen to the computer. I'm on medium power, too. Anyway, yeah, it's cold. 23 over here from what I'm looking at. There's no snow on the ground, surprisingly. But you can sure feel that, you can sure feel that fight out there. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Roger, still sounding good. Got a little, just a little bit of history on you. Just not even enough to even nitpick about, but the audio's clean and coming through really nice. Yeah, that's the thing. The other day I looked out the window, it was snowing like hell, and snow all over the ground. It was like 20 out or something. A little while later, I looked out the window. It don't even look like it even snowed. There was nothing. It was 20 degrees out, you know. I was kind of scratching my head on that one there. Go ahead.
Yeah, same over here. You know, you wonder where it all goes, especially with it being that cold.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, what is the cement still warm? You know, you stuff like that goes through my head. Anyway, Paige, I'll let you go on with your business. You have yourself a good day. Hope you had a good New Year and all that other stuff. And we'll talk to you soon. I'm going to try to see if I can zip your numbers down real quick. Put you back on my computer. Because I like keeping a list of the people that I talked to, and I do remember talking to you. I had you up on the list, but I thought I had everything saved, and when I rebooted my computer, everything disappeared. But I found the right way to save it now, so. Anyway, have yourself a good one. Whiskey Samuel, Foxtrot Zulu 793 after your final.
Having
a sweet spot, so that definitely got anyone in helping you out. Right, you have yourself a good one. Nice chatting with you. We're doing again. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
Okay, we got
Whiskey Charlie Zebra. Wait a minute, where am I at here? Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, correct?
That is correct.
Thank you, my friend. Have a good day. I'll see you later. I'll talk to you later.
You as well. 810 monitoring.
Laying there in bed with 50 blankets wrapped around them, snoozing comfortably. No contact, 902 with the Sierra Foxtrot Zulu 793, and I'm on here.
WSCI 392 mobile. WSCI 392 mobile.
in the kitchen. WSSDG 793, quick radio check. Just ain't getting out in the kitchen. WSSDG 793, monitoring.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
I saw back in my hole. WSGH 792 monitoring.
Yeah, 922 here, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, time. See ya. Okay. Anyway, I got a thing on the computer. Okay, and I should say yes to the people I made contact with. But I rebooted the other day and lost everything, but now I found out how to save it all and I'm putting it all back together. I do WFDH 922, go ahead.
Yeah, Roger. I'm up here up the Flint repeater from the Grand Blanc. Yeah, you're sounding a little bit staticky here this morning. I don't know if it's my radio or what, but normally you come in a lot clearer, especially with that new antenna you got. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Is this any better right here?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, you're sounding really good. Your first personal is Greg, right?
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I just ended up getting that DD20G and put that in my house as a base and just using a mag mount on a cookie sheet above the fireplace mantle. Seems to be working pretty good for now. I might eventually put an antenna up on the top of the house, but until it's springtime, I'm not messing with that, so this is good enough for now. Over.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that. You're sounding really good, really good. There's a little hash behind you, very little. There's nothing to nitpick about. Audio's clean. Sounds good. Where you at? You're in Saginaw?
I'm actually in Grand Blanc, probably hitting the Flint repeater here. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, you're doing a good job if that's the case. Like I said, sounds great. Audio's good. And getting out really good. I, earlier, a little while back, I went in the kitchen to get a cup of coffee. I took my handheld with me, keyed down for a radio check. Because I know with the old antennas, I wasn't getting out in the kitchen. But either nobody was out here, or as soon as I came back here and sat down, I heard you key up. But I had some stuff going. But yeah, working good. So far, this antenna served me pretty well, too. I don't have to sit in the sweet spot anymore. It stays still as, you know, through the pin there. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger on that. I ended up, I originally had a TID, well, I still have it. It's a TID radio H3 handheld. And once I put that Nagoya 772 or 771G on it, it made a world of difference. Like you said, I don't have to worry about where I was anymore, being near the window. It reaches out pretty good. Over.
Yeah, Roger, that, well, yeah, when I put the Nagoya on this thing, man, it was a big improvement because the long antenna that came with this radio, I put it on, I barely could hit a repeater with it or anything. I had to use the short antenna. And when using it, I had to have this radio in a certain position, and I had to sit perfectly still while I talked. If I slid to the right or left, even a hair, it would start, start messing up. But I put this antenna on, and it made a world of difference. What rig are you running there? Go ahead.
I bought that radiology DB20G. Got it for like, I don't know, $98 on Amazon. It was pretty inexpensive, so pretty much the one that Jack and I heard some other people on here using, the same radio, and sounding pretty good, so that's the one I ended up going with.
Yeah, Roger that. I heard about that radio. I heard people out here talking about it. So is that a handheld, or is that like a mobile or base or handheld?
It's a 20-watt mobile. WSGH-922.
WSFZ-793 for moral purposes. Yeah, okay, yeah, because I've been hearing people talking about it, but I was trying to, gather what they were saying. If it was a handheld, I could have looked it up on the computer, I'm sure. But, this seems to be working good for you. What'd you say, that's 20 watts?
Yeah, Roger, it's advertised 20. I don't know. I think they say it puts out about 15, but yeah, it seems to work pretty good.
Yeah, I'm the same way. These cell things I have here, they advertise as 10 watts. You know, and I was like, I bet it does 10 watts. It probably does about 6. Somebody on YouTube actually threw one of these on a watt meter and it showed 8 watts, so you'd be 5RM. But, like I said, I'm a newbie, I'm beginning, just a beginner. It seems to serve me pretty well, though, especially since I put that Nagoya antenna on this thing now. Having a little fun with it there, okay?
Yeah, Roger that. It's definitely reaching out for sure. Those little handhelds are amazing. If you can get a repeater, you're pretty much golden, you know.
Yeah, Roger, I'm on the Detroit. I'm going to the Detroit repeater. I think it's closer to me than the Mount Clemens. But I can hit the Mount Clemens repeater, no problem. You know, the other day, just for experiment, because this came with two antennas and a little stub, like screw-on antenna, little inch and a half stub. I screwed that on there and keyed it, and I opened up the Mount Clemens repeater, and it's like, wow. I didn't try talking on it or anything. I was just kind of amazed that I was able to open the Mount Clemens. Mount Clemens repeater is away from me. I'm over here in Warren. And I was able to open the Mount Clemens repeater up, this little stubby, I don't know what it is, man. The kind you get when you buy them FRS, EMRS radios in the store, the little stubby antenna there. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, I threw that one away right away. Mine came with that. And, yeah, they didn't seem to reach out very good for me. Once, as soon as I put that other one on, it really reached out. I think I'm only about 7 miles from the Flint repeater, so I don't know how far you are from Warren to Mount Clemens, but that's probably similar, I would imagine. Over.
Yeah, that'd be about right, about 7-8 miles. I don't know where the Detroit repeater is located. I figure it's probably closer to me than the Mount Clemens one, because I can slip over to Mount Clemens and get in Mount Clemens, no problem. But, well, I was getting better when I had the old antenna. I was coming through better through the Detroit repeater, but then the Detroit repeater messed up, and people sound like they had diesel engines idling next to them, but I guess they fixed that there, Roger. I hope so.
Yeah, Roger, I've been hearing people talk about that over the last week or so. I think it was the Mount Clemens one that I think they said they had some water in it, got some water in it or something. But, yeah, it's reaching out pretty good, though.
I appreciate that. All right, man, I'm going to go ahead and set it on the side. I'm looking at my battery indicator. I got to get a bigger battery pack for this thing. I charge it up. I talk a little, and it seems to go down. Well, you know, it's just a little battery pack, but I got long-winded one night with Kurt. I think my first time out here or something. I got a little long-winded with Kurt, and I didn't know my radio died about halfway through. And I didn't know until I didn't keep looking nothing to it, and I'm like, oh, God, that's embarrassing. Anyway, Greg, it's good talking to you, always is. You have yourself a good day. Hope you had a good New Year or two on top of it. And I'll talk to you in a bit. WSFZ 793, I'm going to sit back on your final.
Roger that, Dave. Yeah, pleasure talking to you too as well. So yeah, hit me up anytime. I usually have the radio on if I'm sitting here. I just got my chair sitting here right next to the TV and the radio's on. So yeah, reach out anytime, bud. WSGH 922 on the side.
Same here. I got a scanner behind me. And I have it set to Detroit repeater. That's it. I don't let it scan or nothing. I listen to everybody. Save on battery. All right, catch you later, Greg. And I'm out.
WSGH922 to Mobile One. You got a copy? WSGH922 to Mobile One. You got a copy?
Copy.
I got you. Say hello to Lucy and Emma. You got a copy? Was that Emma or Lucy?
Lucy.
Well, hello there, Lucy. Did Santa Claus bring you a lot of presents? Wow, that's good. You guys are coming in pretty clear over there, WSGH922. Thanks.
WSGH922. WSGH-922 Mobile 1.
Yeah, you're really coming in clear there.
Lucy's having her breakfast, and then we're going to go to the library.
Roger that. All right, I'm going to get off here. Glad we're in good shape here. We can hear you loud and clear, so I'll be on the side.
I showed it to Liz, and she was loving it. She was laughing, and she's like, that's so awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
922 monitoring.
Diggity Putin coming in hot.
WRPV 448 monitoring.
Good morning, Dave. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Feeling good. I'm working on something here that built me what they call an RF sniffer. And it'll help me with some of my radio work here, but doing okay. How you doing, sir?
Oh, not too bad. Just doing the usual. Kind of rolled out of bed a little late today, drinking some coffee, and decided to turn on the radio. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I was out here earlier talking to Greg and Grand Blank and stuff, and then I got to work here. I wanted to get this sniffer built and everything, so I got some handhelds, some TV handhelds that need a little attention. Sniffer's going to help me out. But, 25 degrees here in Warren and no snow on the ground, but cold as hell there. Go ahead.
I'm not sure what the temperature is here, but there's probably 4.5 inches of snow on the ground, and yeah, the wind is just cold enough. I'm on top of a little hill that's by the lake, so I get a little bit of, I call it mini lake effect. Over.
Yeah, roger that. I used to live up in the Thumb before I started living here. I lived up in the Thumb there. Right along, right here I was like not even a quarter mile from where I was, my house, or anything. I can walk to it. Yeah, I know the lake effect business there. I used to get that too, roger.
You're sounding pretty good today, however, there's a noise in your signal. I'm not sure what it is. I'm thinking it's repeater related. But other than that, behind that, you're loud and clear. Over.
Yeah, roger that. I'm on the Detroit repeat. I'm going to Detroit. I could go to Mount Clemens if I wanted to, but... Yeah, the... Does it sound like a diesel engine idling next to me or something?
Exactly! That's a great analogy!
I thought they took care of that. It's been doing that for a long time. Quite a while ago I got on Detroit repeater and somebody told me that you sound okay, but you sound like you got a diesel engine running next to you. And then I noticed other people coming through the Detroit repeater had that sound, so I knew it was the repeater. But I thought they fixed that. I'm going to have to switch over to Mount Clemens here.
Yeah, switch over and give it a try. I'd imagine it would have to be a little bit better. Over. WRPB 448 for identification purposes.
$793 for immoral purposes there. Yeah, how's that? Is that better?
100%. It is most definitely the repeater. Over.
Not that diesel noise anymore. I figured Detroit repeaters, I don't even know where it's at, but I know it's got to be closer to me than Clemens. I decided I'll switch over to this road to the...
Yeah, it sounds like you're not hitting the Mount Clemens as good as you were the Detroit. A little bit of a in and out there, but obviously 100% clear and no dieseling. Over.
Yeah, roger that. I checked my power just now while you were talking. I'm running full power, so I thought, because there was a couple times where I could turn it down and still go through Detroit, and my battery was last a little bit. My battery's about almost dead here. But that sound better right there?
Much better. That was definitely the thing there. The dieseling is gone. Over.
Yeah, roger. God, I love this antenna. I think one of the best investments I ever made. I don't have to sit still in one little spot anymore. I can sit back in my chair, do whatever I want, and still talk on this thing there. Roger.
All the difference in the world, yep. I bought some really, really short antennas. For some of my radios, just for simplex use around the house and the property, and I kind of like that, you know, not having a great big antenna. If you don't need it, just have one appropriate for the size you need, and so I've been playing around with long antennas, short antennas, seeing what works best for what. It's been fun. Over.
Yeah, this thing here, this valve thing, came with three antennas. A short one, a long one, and this little stubby thing that, like, you find on FRS, GMRS radios in the store there. And, you know, not too long ago, maybe last week or something, I was messing around.
Breaking in and out on me.
Deadly conditions. Is that any? Am I readable here?
Affirmative. Yes, conditions have been a factor the past couple days, I believe. Some solar activity. Heard that from another operator, and also I look at a solar page online and see what kind of stuff they're saying, you know. Over.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing, too, and stuff. And I see, because usually when it's sunny out, clear out, I should be able to hit Mount Clemens on the low power. But anyway, did you, if you didn't catch it, the other day I took the antenna off and I put the little stubby antenna on here, and I was able to open the, I didn't get a radio checker, and I just keyed it, and it opened the Mount Clemens repeater there, Roger.
What radio do you got? Is it the new UV-25?
No, sir, it's the UV-5RM.
I've got one in my hand right now. That's not what I'm talking on, but I've got one in my hand. I always buy a couple of radios every so often, a matching set, just so I have them to give out, or, you know, if I want to just bring a different radio that day. But yeah, that's, I know exactly what you're talking about with the antennas. Over.
Yeah, Roger, I took the long antennas that came with this thing. I tried the long antennas. I opened the receiver. It was really, everything worked better with the short antenna, not the stubby, but the smaller antenna. That's what I've been using ever since until I got this Nagoya here. Go ahead.
So your radio came with like one of those long flat, they call them tape measure antennas.
It's a whip antenna like I got on here now. This is a 15-inch antenna, this Nagoya, and I think the other the original antenna, long antenna, and then with antenna, and then you got the, when I put the long antenna that came with it on here, it didn't work for nothing. The shorter antenna. That's what I was talking to you guys about until I got the Nagoya there. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just so you know, that last transmission was a little bit broken. I don't know what your power is. But, yeah, it sounds like that Nagoya was a good match. One of my 5RMs came with a tape measure antenna and a Diamond brand 771 antenna, which seemed to work pretty good, but again, I'm using them for simplex transmission, you know, around the property or in the store or whatever, and I put the short antennas on it, which for $2 a piece seemed to work really good. Over.
Yeah, that's a curiosity, that's in my mind. Well, how'd you say it? I'm curious about that. If anybody out here experienced one of these on simplex, you know, in a city, and everything, what the distance would be there. Go ahead.
That would vary. Some radios would work good in a commercial building, and then I've heard some radios don't work good in a commercial building. GMRS is popular in the city. Your distances aren't as long, obviously. So, you know, I got into GMRS strictly for high-powered walkie-talkie simplex operation, because I'm right here next to the park, and I thought it'd be fun to have the family out and, you know, throw a radio in everyone's hand, but, you know, everyone's too flipping busy nowadays, so, but Yeah, they would work good in the city, I'm pretty sure. If you were out shopping and say your wife was going to a different store or something, you know, that's what we do. That way we're always in communication if something happens or if she has a question about what I want to eat. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Well, that's what I want to try, kind of get into a simplex operation. You know, I mean, the Mount Clemens repeater, that's got to be 7-8 miles away from me or something. And if this thing's transmitting 7 or 8 miles that far to get into the repeater, you know, with the same power, you think I'd be able to transmit 7-8 miles to somebody else on it with a radio on the on a simplex frequency there, you know what I mean?
Keep in mind, this is all line of sight. When I first got my handhelds a few years back, my neighbor had the same handheld, ironically, and he went up to Town Hall, and I was here on my front porch, and Town Hall is only about, I don't know, a mile and a half, mile and a quarter as a crow flies, and but the terrain is like roller coaster terrain. So, like, I lost him at, like, one hill, and then I couldn't get him, you know. And we were close enough, we should have been able to on 5-watt handhelds, but the terrain made it impossible. But then again, you know, I can talk between stores. When I'm in town at the grocery store or the hardware store, I can talk all over the town of Ortonville on simplex because it's mostly flat. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Also, at this high of a frequency, things like pine trees and leaves and stuff suck in the signal. You know, if we were down in HF, she'd be, you know, down in the lower frequencies. So the pine needles and stuff, pine leaves, and tree leaves and stuff actually reflect the power. Where up in this area of the band, they suck the power in. They just suck the signal in there, if you understand.
That absorbs more signal. This is Kurt. WRPB 448 Fort Freedom, Groveland Township, for identification purposes. That was unreadable. Over.
I asked you, you have a president.
I have 4 president CBs. I have a McKinley. I have a Thomas. Gosh, I can't remember. Oh, a President Bill for the car, a little small one. That thing's tuned perfect. That's like 1-1 across the whole frequency. And then, I don't know, I got one other President. Got 4 altogether. Over.
Yep. Don't you, those, not the Unigun presidents, but the new ones, they're, you know, recent couple years or whatever.
You mean the ones that are FM, all that have the FM on it?
Yeah, those.
Yeah, I've got 2 FM-capable radios. The Bill is FM-capable, and the Thomas was the first one to come into the American market that was FCC-approved for FM. That was a couple years ago I got that one. I wanted to be the first, you know.
Yeah, Roger. I just want to add, those are higher power, ain't they?
All my radios are, well, probably just a step under 4 watts. You're thinking of like a Striker or something? Some of those radios are like up to 80 watts and stuff. Yeah, a little bit more pricier, a couple $100 units for sure. Over. Lose you there, Dave? I guess so. This is WRPB 448, standing by and monitoring. Over. WRPV 448 monitoring. WRPV 448 monitoring.
WRZX 218 in the mobile, standing by.
Station 218, WIUG 48, copy.
WRZX 218. How's it going, Jet?
Doing good. How about you? You sounding good?
Okay. Yeah, you sound good too. No breaking up or crackling this time. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, because I'm on the 675 repeater. Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, it was a little noisy this morning. I was listening to some stations talking, and a little bit of noise coming in there.
You got a little bit of crackling because you're driving, that's why. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. Stop running some errands. And heading back home now. Other than that, ain't doing too bad. Over.
That's good, except cold weather. That's another thing. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it's a heat wave here. 27 degrees with sunshine.
I know about a heat wave. I don't think that's a heat wave a little bit. Excuse the sunshine. Roger.
Copy that. My Jeep said it just dropped 1 degree to 26, so cancel that heat wave. All right, we'll talk at you in a little while, maybe in the base station after a bit. And we're going to finish our errands. WRZX 218, and we're going to be standing by after your final.
You take care and have a good day. WIUG, please.
WSGH922488.
Sir, how are you doing this morning?
Ah, good, Jack. How are you? Just staying in warm, or staying inside, trying to stay warm.
Oh, that's for sure. Between yesterday and today, yesterday was bad. It was worse than today, I think. Today, maybe that wind is not blowing that much. But yesterday, that wind was blowing. It really was cold. Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, that's supposed to, I guess, get a little bit worse here. They're saying down to 9 or so tomorrow night and Thursday. So, yeah, hunker down for a couple days.
Oh, for sure. This morning was 9 in Pontiac, and I'm not too far from Pontiac. I'm over here at Rochester Hills, and it was cold. I got up this morning, it was saying 10.
Yeah, Roger. Hey, I wanted to tell you, you were telling me about listening to the airport and that, and on this DB20G. It took me a while, but I had to figure out that this particular radio does not cover AM frequencies. It does cover FM, but it'll go as low as, I think, 136 megahertz is the lowest it'll go. But live and learn, eh?
I know, I don't know about the airport. You know, I mean, you can listen to all the ham station if you like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Roger that. I think the bishop here, which is just literally about 4 miles away, I think that's frequency like 118 in that range, but I can get them on my HT, the TID radio, that H3 I got, but can't do it on the DBG20.
Let me ask you, did you go on VFO mode?
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, it's the lowest frequency, Jack, is 136.
Oh, well, on the DB20G, I don't know if how that works on the airport, but the handheld should be able to do it, because I got about 3-4 handhelds and has the airports. Roger.
Roger that. I can get them on my TID H3, no problem, but I really like this radio. A lot of people say I'm getting out pretty good. So for I don't know what it was, $99 on Amazon, it's a pretty good little radio.
Yeah, I got two of them, one in the truck and one at home, and you know, they both work excellent, and the audio is clear. It could be. And the distance, really, it's excellent, too, if you have a good antenna out there with a coax. Roger?
Yeah. Are you running a base antenna there at your homestead? Or I'm just doing that Nagoya 72 with a cookie sheet, and it's literally in the middle of my room. It's not even next to the window, and it seems to be getting out pretty good. But I've been looking at putting a base antenna up eventually, maybe in the spring.
I tell you what's a good antenna. The Harvest PC-200. The Harvest PC-200. I got them when I bought mine. It's a UHF VHF. It sure is VHF. UHF, I only paid $95 for it. And if you want a good coax, I mean excellent coax, the LMR coax, not no different name, the LMR coax, the 400, make sure it's flexible when you buy the coax. I'm running right now on the 240 coax, but I'm not on a DB20G, I'm on a different radio.
So are you at a base, are you at home now on a base radio?
Yeah, I'm on the base station right now. With that, I was just telling you that Walmart sells them too. Okay. I don't know if you know that or not, but Walmart do sell antennas too. And they have a different name. I don't know what, I never know the name. The only thing I know is that Harvest will do the job for you. And I'm not the only one got Harvest. I just was talking to the gentleman out there a few minutes ago. He's got the Harvest at home too. He's by the airport.
Roger. Yeah, I'll look around and do some investigating here, but sounds like it's a pretty good antenna. Is that got a ground plane on it? Over.
You know, I'll be honest with you, I never had a ground plane antenna at all. It doesn't need no ground plane. It's already there. Anyhow, when you put that DB20G inside the house, just, you know, use that three plugs. You know how it is? Three prom plugs, the top, that's all you need. You don't need a ground plane.
Roger. Yeah, I didn't know how that all works, but I do know that LMR is a good cable, and I guess they got a flexible version. That's a little bit more money. Over.
It's a little bit more money, you're right. But you know what? It'll give you, when you key the mic, it will give you all that audio out to the antenna. And they give you the power to the antenna. It really does a good job. And I'm on, right now, I'm on LMR. At 240, and the LMR 240 I have, I don't know if you remember Radio Shack, that's what I'm using right now.
Roger, you sound really, really good. Curious, did you have to tune that antenna at all?
Don't get one with a tuning, no. That's what I'm telling you, the UHF, VHF, that's the antenna you get. In case you're going to go on a ham or something like that, you can go on that one. Roger?
Roger. Yeah, I like, I don't know, I don't think I'm going to get into the ham right away here, but it'd be kind of nice to be able to listen. I can hear them on this one here, so... who knows? We'll see.
Anyway, that DB20G, you can hear the ISS too. Roger.
What is ISS?
The shadow and the moon. You know, those people that in the shadow, they go back and forth.
Okay, that's a new one on me. Okay, yeah, cool. I would like to listen in to the people talking back and forth on the moon. Roger.
Give me a few minutes. I'll give you a frequency. So what you do, you turn that DB20G to a VFO, and put the frequency. That's all you need. They give you a few minutes. WIUG for 8.
WSGH 922.
You see? Station 922, he's still there.
Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah. Put down 437. 8,000. 437, 8,000. Roger.
Roger. 437.8,000. Over.
Just put that in, okay? And you might have to find out what when they get to be close here, like, I don't know where you at, to Detroit or something like that. But they're equally about from 5 o'clock and on. So, about 5, the only people will talk to them for like 15 minutes. So then you hear them, Roger.
Roger on that. So, yeah, I'll check it out, Jack. Appreciate it. Sound like you're getting a little bit of crackling there on your end.
Let me switch to...
Yeah, you were real bad on that one.
DB20T.
Yeah, I got you there, Jack. Sound a little bit better.
That's when I thought, you know, get it. And it's, you know, I mean, you're making it once. That's all. You're paying for it every day. Even if you stand it, really. Get a good antenna? I don't know if you know that. I was talking to Ohio a lot. I was talking to New York. And I was talking to Illinois. Chicago, Illinois, I talked on this DB20G. Roger?
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, you're still getting a little crackling, and, you know, a lot of times it's the weather, you know. I've noticed that certain days are just way better than others, but there again, like I said, I got my antenna just sitting on above my fireplace and a cookie sheet. So, yeah, it's hit and miss. Some days are a lot better, for sure. Are you on, I'm on medium power right now.
I'm on that medium power. Leave it that way. DB20G, you don't need to go on high, really. I talked to Ohio last time.
Roger, that's what you told me, so that's where I left it. So everybody says I'm coming in pretty good. So far, so good. Pretty happy with it.
Good, you know, I'm not gonna tell people out there buy this and buy this and buy that unless I know what I'm talking about, you know. I don't do that. I really don't. You know, I'll be honest with you, I don't. But, you know, if he got a good coax, he should be able to, you know, get the 240. It's okay if you're going to get the coax. You know, the 400 is a little bit more money, you know what I'm saying? But it's better because it's going to give you all that going out. All of this. Now, so just LMR. But don't get no LMR, please. You know, I know it's a little bit more money, but to me, you're only paying once. You know, you don't not paying every day for, you know. That is a good thing to do.
Yeah, roger that. It's I've heard someone say cry once, right? So you pay for what you get, that's for sure. It's just about like anything. But if it works, you know, that's what you know, that works. And like you said, you're not telling people to buy stuff that don't work, and that's for sure. So appreciate that. Over.
No problem. I have no problem to do this. I don't have what you have. I got open. I got Rocktail. I'll use my Rocktail.
Roger, I'm not sure, Jack, with you or me, but definitely coming in staticky on that one.
From connector. I think.
Yeah, I don't know if someone else is out there listening that can hear the same thing or confirm it's you or me, but you're definitely breaking up.
Okay, how about on this one, 625? I'm on 625.
Yeah, much better, Jack. I can hear you on that one.
Like I said, the 675, that's the problem with it. Water got into the connection. And, you know, you got to wait till it gets warm, then it dries out, then be back at normal. Anyhow, you know what? Even I'm on a 625, I'm still on the medium. And it probably still sounding good.
You're definitely sounding a lot better on that one there, for sure.
Hey, good talking to you. You take a little bit for my tech license because I might go today, take a test or not. I don't know. See you again. WIUG, grade 8.
Roger that. Someone was talking over you there. I heard you say you're going to be studying for your tech license or Mike will take a test. So, yeah, good luck on that, Jack. I will talk to you later here. WSGH92 on the side.
WSBM 993 monitoring and standing by.
WIZX 218 in the mobile.
Ride to station 218, WIUG 38.
Copy that, Jack. You got a copy on me? I'm on US 23 in Mineland, over.
I got a copy on you. Your audio is good and everything else is good except a little bit of crackling. That's all. Roger.
Yeah, we're doing about 75 miles an hour. We'll talk to you on the way back. Give me about an hour or two. I got to go to Tecumseh and do some business, and we'll talk to you on the way back. WRZX 218, we're standing by.
Hey, talk to you a little bit later. Good talking to you. You take care and have a good day. WIUG 48.
WSEP 544, monitoring. WRPP 548, Kurt, you out there? WSS 793.
10429, radio check, over.
Radio check, coming in clear.
WS Golf Golf 772. New radio check, please. Over.
WS GH 922, you're coming in really clear.
I sure do appreciate that. I'm at West Utica Road and Ryan on the borderline of Shelby Township and Sterling Heights, Rochester and Troy.
Roger that. I'm up in, I'm hitting a Flint repeater up in the Grand Blanc area. Over.
All right, I'm hitting the Macomb repeater. Over.
Roger that. Are you, you got a handheld or a mobile unit?
Just bought the Redodity BD20G, and I just hooked it up, and I'm just checking it out. I'm in my driveway.
Yeah, roger that. I got the same unit I'm talking on. So, yep, I don't know if you got the 772 mag mount, but that's my setup.
Yeah. Is my Roger beep on? I haven't got to that yet. Over.
Negative. I don't believe so.
Okay, yeah, I'm going through the props on this, and I'm trying to figure it out, because I got a Bofang handheld, and this one operates a little bit different, but I was just making sure my Roger beep is not on. Over.
Yeah, you sound really good. Sounds like you're good to go.
Well, all righty then. I appreciate all the help. And this is Paul on Whiskey Sahara Golf Golf 772. Out.
Yeah, roger that, Paul. WSGH 922, Greg, here on the site.
WSBM 993 monitoring. WIUT 488, WIUT 488, WSBM 993. WIUT 488, WIUT 488, WSBM 993. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring. WSBM WSAV 293, WSAV 293, WSBM 993. WSAV 293, WSBM 993. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
Whiskey Romeo Mike Quebec 805, HT in the car, standing by.
Can I get a radio check?
This is WRTC 347, responding to the request for a radio check. Station calling, and it could be my unit. Your very weak signal, very staticky.
USBM 993 radio check calling on the station. You're coming in good on my end.
Thank you.
SSE 793, WRPB 448, Kurt, you around?
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WSEL 664 mobile monitoring, Rose Eagle.
WSSC 02 and WSSC 793, you around? I guess not. CP 48, Kurt, you around? WRNW 29 monitoring.
WSBM 993 monitoring. WSBM 993 radio check.
Working.
Okay, thank you very much. WSBM 993.
No problem, sir. WSSV 793. Thank you.
WSET 544 monitoring.
I'm Jack. WINW 29 is living out of it.
WIPB 448 from WSFC 793. You out there, Kurt? No, Kathy, 448. Whiskey Sierra, Fox, Baton Rouge, 793, monitoring.